From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Raging wildfires have forced record evacuations in Canada's Alberta province. Unseasonably hot weather and high winds have fueled the flames that started late Tuesday. About 90,000 people have had to leave their homes. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has pledged emergency aid to the province.
The RCAF is ready to provide support to the province of Alberta in the provision of air assets to assist with evacuation efforts, deliver essential aid to affected regions, and transport firefighting personnel and equipment to these regions.
Some of the nearly 50 fires are close to Canada's oil sands, the third largest oil reserves in the world. The temperatures are expected to cool in the coming days, but with no rain in sight, it will be hard to put the fires under control. Afghan Army commandos, with the support of the International Military Coalition, conducted an overnight raid and freed more than 60 prisoners from a Taliban-run detention center in southern Afghanistan, officials said Friday. A statement from NATO's Resolute Support Mission in Kabul said that coalition forces supported their Afghan partners in a train, advise, and assist role. The Kenyan government says it plans to close the country's two main refugee camps, a move that would impact some 400,000 Somalian and South Sudanese refugees. The government said in a statement Friday that due to national security interests, it has decided the hosting of refugees has to come to an end. The two-page statement stopped short of saying refugees will be expelled. However, it said the government had disbanded its Department of Refugee Affairs as a first step and is working on a mechanism to close the camps within the shortest time possible. This is VOA News. India's opposition leaders, Sonia Gandhi and her son, Rahul Gandhi, were briefly detained on Friday as they led thousands of supporters in the Indian capital to protest what they say is a bid by the government to crush democracy. The show of strength by the Congress Party came as it reels under allegations of construction. The ruling Bharatiya Janata Party dismissed the opposition's show of strength as a bid to save the Congress Party, which was defeated in the 2014 elections after its image was bruised by a series of corruption scandals. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu has announced he will step down as his ruling AK Party announced an extraordinary Congress to elect a new leader. Davutoglu's decision comes amid reports of his growing differences with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones reports for VOA from Istanbul.
In a carefully worded statement to the country's media, Prime Minister Davutoglu said he'd be stepping down at the AK Party Congress to be held on May the 22nd. Davutoglu claimed his premiership has been a success, underlying his landslide victory in last November's election. But alluding to growing differences over his leadership, he said he was stepping down for the sake of unity and consensus in his party. But the Prime Minister was careful to reaffirm his loyalty to the President.
Hiç kimse benim ağzımdan...
I feel no reproach, anger or resentment against anyone, he said, adding, no one heard or will ever hear a single word from my mouth, from my tongue or my mind against our president. But in the past few months, there have been reports of growing differences between the Prime Minister and Erdogan. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Workers in Greece walked off their jobs Friday in protest of new tax and pension reforms being considered by the government that workers say will cut deeply into their incomes. The 48-hour protest came at the behest of the country's largest public and private sector labor unions and has shut down various services, including ferries, garbage collection, and government offices. Vote counting is underway in London, where Britain's capital could be getting its first Muslim mayor. Sadiq Khan, a 45-year-old former government minister and son of Pakistani immigrants, appears headed for victory. Khan represents England's Labour Party, and British Muslims see his reaching the status of frontrunner as a sign of their growing political power. And in U.S. politics, Donald Trump's status as the U.S. Republican Party's presumptive presidential nominee has not translated into support from the party's leadership. House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan said Thursday he is not ready to support Trump as the nominee, and former President George H.W. Bush and his son, former President George W. Bush, are both skipping the Republican National Convention in July. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.